grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Gospel for Christmas Day, St. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and verses 12 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. It was in a Christmas card that I received more than 50 years ago that I first became acquainted with the wonderful Christmas poem of Sir John Betjeman, who was at that time the poet laureate of England. In this poem, he asks, as do we all in our heart of hearts, and is it true? And is it true, this most tremendous tale of all, seen in a stained glass window's hue, a baby in an ox's stall, the maker of the stars and sea, become a child on earth for me? God, a child. God, a child on earth for me. It's hard to say which is the greater wonder, God, a child, or God, a child on earth for me. Our finite minds can scarcely take that in. So improbable, so implausible does it all seem, until the Holy Spirit, through his work in our hearts, enables us to see and believe, even feel the reality of love beyond all understanding. Of this tremendous tale, the astounding wonder of the Incarnation, St. Augustine said, so far had our pride cast us down that only the humility of God could raise us up from the death of sin, conferring on us the incomparable worth of those not only created by the Father's love, but also redeemed, restored, forgiven through the embodied love that is his Son lying in a manger. To say that this good news somehow diminishes, even depresses the human condition is a lie. It is, of course, true that this reality does reveal the unwelcome, unpalatable truth that we are, every last one of us, from birth poor sinners, unable to make a case for ourselves before the perfect holiness of God, our Maker and Judge. But this gospel, this good news, most of all tells us that we have, out of God's pure love and tender mercy, been given incomparable worth and an amazing destiny to share in the life and joy of God forever. And it's precisely this truth, this blessed reality, that requires us to resist anything that hurts, diminishes, or destroys any human life, from the moment of conception until the God-ordained moment of death, each life so precious to God that he, the maker of the stars and sea, became a child on earth for me, for you, for me, for all the countless billions. His creative love is called and will call into being until that last and great day when the Lord, who came in lowliness as Blessed Mary's Son, will appear in his risen glory to bring to completion that work of love begun this day in Bethlehem. Then all our anguished questions and lingering doubts will be at an end. Faith give way to sight, hope to blessed fulfillment. And we shall join his pure and lowly mother and all the saints and angels in singing his praises, dwelling in his light and love forever. But that heavenly joy, our Christmas communion, and every Holy Communion is the pledge and foretaste. For here at the altar this Christmas day, we mysteriously yet truly receive the body and blood of him who out of pure love for you, for me, and for every lost and lonely child of Adam's fallen race, lay in the cattle's feeding trough, one Christ and Lord, who even as he lies in the manger, remains the Father's only and eternal Son, upholding the universe by his word of power. And is it true this most tremendous tale of all, seen in the stained glass window's hue, a baby in an ox's stall, the maker of the stars and sea, become a child on earth for me? John Betjeman then concludes his Christmas poem by saying this: no love that in a family dwells, no caroling in frosty air, nor all the steeple-shaking bells can with this single truth compare, that God was man in Palestine and lives today in bread and wine. Come then and receive him in the sacrament of his love. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.